Have you ever longed for an apology you never received? Welcome to Apology Avenue. In this series, we read letters that we've written to ourselves, but from the perspective of those who hurt us. This practice can offer closure, expression, and reflection. Let's see what today's letter is about. In today's episode, I'll be reading a letter from a father apologizing to his daughter.
Welcome to the Streets of Our Lives, where we explore the journeys of our past, present, and future. Not the literal streets, but the paths we walked to find healing, acceptance, and inner freedom. Join us as we walk together on this journey of hope and inspiration.
Dear daughter, I know we haven't spoken in years, and I understand why. I was not a father to you. A father is supposed to protect his children and let them know they are precious and important. I didn't do that. Instead, I was weak, and you and your siblings suffered for it. I allowed my second wife, your stepmother, to take control of the household. I didn't argue with her, even when she was at her worst. I don't know why I allowed her crazy, abusive behavior to terrorize you children. I think I went numb after the divorce with your mother. During that long year of the divorce, something changed in me. I think it caused depression in my heart. I never thought I would ever be in a situation like that. I also felt embarrassed and ashamed since we were always taught in church to not get divorced. When I later married your stepmother, I decided I would never get divorced again. I feared failing again. Unfortunately, this was not the right mindset to have. I feared failure, and I also feared judgment from the church congregation, so I vowed to never get divorced again. This was a poor, prideful decision because it led me to not only marry the wrong woman, but to allow her to abuse my children. I was so afraid to disagree or argue with my wife, so instead, I cowardly stayed silent, turned a blind eye, and acted as if all was fine. It wasn't fine. It wasn't even acceptable what went on in our home. Your stepmother obviously had serious mental health problems that went untreated. I should have done the right thing by getting her some care from a professional, but I was in denial. As a father, I should have never let her care for you and your siblings. She was simply incapable and unfit to care for children. I know you all suffered greatly by her hands. For years, she executed dominance over you through verbal and physical abuse, all while I stayed silent. I was blind and cowardly, and quite frankly, pathetic. In public, people thought I was an honorable man, an engineer with a good career, and an elder in church. But at home, I was a spectator, a quiet onlooker while my children were being broken down day after day. My daughter, I am so sorry I didn't stop the abuse. I wish I could go back and change everything. I can see it all now in hindsight, that all your problems and your siblings' problems stem from those horrible years of abuse. My heart physically hurts knowing that your problems could have been prevented if I had been a man, if I had been a father. When your younger brother died, the first thought that came to my mind was, I did this. My son is dead because of me. I killed him. Even though it was my wife that abused you children, I'm the one at fault for allowing it to happen. I wasn't there to protect any of you, and so it deeply affected all of you, leading you all to cope with the emotional pain in different ways. Not only was I not a father, but I was not an example of a godly man. No, I was a hypocrite, acting as a so-called leader of our church, yet not leading at home. I know this impacted your walk with Christ. It's understandable that you stopped attending church, reading the Bible, and praying. You probably lost faith in people, especially people who remind you of me and your stepmother. But please don't allow the actions of cowards and abusers affect your faith in Christ. Even if you never want to speak to me or call me Father, please know that you can always trust and confide in your Father in heaven. Christ is perfect and his love is real. Please don't let my mistakes and horrible example keep you from walking in his path. Again, I am so sorry for all the pain and sadness and hurt I caused you. If you never forgive me, I understand. I just need you to know that I'm sorry for everything and I do love you. Sincerely, Daddy. So here's a little context behind this letter. The father is dead. He never did apologize to his children, as far as I know. I believe even in his last 10 years of life, he was still acting a little holier than thou and trying to shame this daughter in particular to go to church. Not like suggesting and encouraging, but more so in a condemning way. As you know, this series is about us receiving apology letters from those who have never given us an apology. We end up writing the letters ourselves, since we will probably never receive an apology from the person who hurt us. Normally, the goal is to share letters that you, the listener, send in, but sometimes I share letters I have written to myself from someone who hurt me. Want to know a little secret about this letter in particular, though? I'm the one who wrote it, but it has nothing to do with me. Like I said before, it's a letter from the perspective of a father to his daughter. No, I'm obviously not a father, and I don't have children. I wrote this letter based on some family history. And for the privacy of my family, I won't say who the two people are that this letter is based on. Now, you're probably thinking, Lena, why did you write this letter in the third person to another third person? Seems kind of strange and also difficult. Well, yes, I am odd like that. And yes, it can be a little challenging to do something like this in other people's perspectives. But the reason I did this is because it turns this letter writing practice into an even deeper healing experience for me. It helps me put myself into the shoes of both people in my family tree. It helps me understand them both better, and it allows me to have more compassion towards them. You see, part of breaking the cycle of generational trauma is learning how to accept what happened in the past with the generations that came before and learn how to grow from it. I highly suggest this version of apology letter writing. I have a feeling it will be a very humbling and interesting experience. I want to thank you for listening to this episode of the Apology Avenue series. I hope listening to this letter was helpful in some way, even if it just served to motivate you to write your own. Do you want to submit a letter for a future episode? If so, check the link in the description for details. And for guidance and journaling tools, visit the link in the description. Until next time, this is Lena LaRue. I'll see you on the streets.
Thank you for joining us on Streets of Our Lives. As you navigate your journey, remember that every step brings healing. When obstacles come your way, don't give up. Keep moving forward. Please note, the information shared on this podcast is for inspirational purposes only and is not a substitute for professional advice. We encourage you seek professional guidance for any specific concerns.